This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. If you would like to pipe in and talk about, well, whatever's on your mind, you can talk about what we're talking about, which is this character in New Mexico. I should say tyrant in New Mexico, having declared that she will suspend the right to carry firearms in public in the entire county which contains Albuquerque. So the entire Albuquerque, New Mexico, major metropolitan area, and whatever the county, whatever that consists of. How does a tyrant go about doing this, you might ask? Well, normally, if you're in like a, I don't know, like a monarchy or a dictatorship, they just go, "So I declare it to be, and so it is." And then their minions, their armed folks, go out and make sure that, you know, everybody's following the rule.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I've made a new rule, and now my armed men will come and make sure you follow the new rule. That's pretty much what happened.
Yep.
In the United States of America.
Well, I decided this was an emergency, and since this is an emergency, I have these powers. Well, that's not what we all agreed on. Didn't we all agree that you're not allowed to do that? Nope, emergency. Gotta do it. It's a health emergency.
Yeah. She's declared a public health emergency, which, if we know government speak, the way to make it ring more true is if whenever a politician specifically uses the word public, right, you must replace that word with the word government in order to understand it. So when she says it's a public health issue, what she really means is it's a government health issue.
Oh, now I understand.
Yeah.
Because people being able to defend themselves is like a health issue for the government. If people have the ability to do things for themselves, they might realize that they don't need the government to do it for them.
Right.
And then they might get rid of government, and that's not good for the health of government.
Right. It's not healthy for the government to be, well, useless in the minds of those it subjugates. And so, yes, Grisham has issued a public health order. Or a government health order, if you know, want to be real about it. Quote, "I welcome the debate and fight about how to make New Mexicans safer," she said at a news conference, flanked by law enforcement officials.
Mm.
Yeah.
I welcome debate.
Dear Tyrant Grisham, if you would like to outlaw something that resembles firearms, I suggest that you and the rest of government do it first. Put your guns down and show us how the hell it's done first. Prove to us that not only can you do it, but you can do your jobs peacefully and voluntarily. Show us how it's done. Be the better people. Oh, but you can't. You can't do any of this without your guns. So it is, in fact, an oxymoron for you to insist that the regular people can't have guns, but law enforcement can.
Well, don't you understand? There's this magic thing that happens with training. When you're a trained law enforcement officer, every decision you make is the right one. But if you're an untrained civilian, every decision you make is the wrong one.
Yeah, Never mind if you're, you know, former military or, you know, you grew up in a household full of guns and gun owners and you have been trained properly and all that kind of stuff. These are things that, that folks don't think about. They always think about the, but what about the one lunatic that's going to, okay, you know what? There is, like, I'm not saying that voluntarism is going to solve all of the world's problems. All I'm saying is that it is entirely preferable to having a huge institution based on coercion and enforced by violence ruling over everybody, forcing everybody to its preference.
Yeah.
It is preferable to interact voluntarily on an individual basis. Will there be a crazy lunatic? Yes, there will. But we won't give them an institution full of death and destruction to helm. Grisham, in this case, is the psychopath, is the lunatic, is the crazy one. Now, she didn't have an institution of violence to point at everybody else, she wouldn't be doing this. You would be able to handle her on an individual person-to-person basis. But because you choose to allow these things to happen, they're going to continue to happen. And we're going to see monkey do. This will not be the last governor to issue a public health order stating that you can't carry your guns. It's going to happen elsewhere.
Yeah, I think this is a big part of laying the groundwork for what is the future tyrannies that they have planned for this. I mean, if this is what you can do with a public health order, I mean, okay, how far are we exactly from having our COVID passports? You know,
right.
Having every aspect of our lives permanently regulated by the state. Like, oh, nope, it's a health emergency. We have to know everywhere you're going all the time.
Yeah.
It's a public health emergency.
The phone lines are currently packed. If you're trying to get through, please continue trying. 603-283-6160. Let's go to some of your calls now. I believe this is Bobby in Florida. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you guys have really been touching on some great subjects, some great fire, especially tonight, you know, the government overstepping their boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
I know when the government prison system, you know, they keep violent lunatics inside, right? And they expect us to want to give them more control, more centralized, more power, and they can't even keep some lunatic murderer inside of a county prison. He's escaped running around for 2 weeks, and, you know, the people that we actually need to be in prison aren't, and then all of the open-air drug dealers and people that are, you know, I'm saying to legalize it, it shouldn't be out in the open, at least. You know, I'm saying, you know, I don't think it shouldn't be, I don't think it should be illegal. Anyway, I don't think you should sell it on the side of the road and then people be shooting up on the side of the road, but I think it should be legalized, like through a, CVS, Walgreens, whatever.
Yeah.
And then you have a designated clinic that you can go to and, you know, if 5 or 10 people want to join that clinic and you guys all go there and there are doctors there, of course, with whatever needed. But anyways, we can get into all that stuff later. We're all libertarians and we can get Beer Talk Live later. Anyways,
yeah, I hope you call
in. What do you guys think about? I'm sorry. Go on.
I was just saying, I hope you call into Beard Talk Live later on.
Yeah, we'll be uncensored beginning at 10:30 p.m. tonight. Peakless and myself will be doing Beard Talk Live as well, where we can say all the words the FCC doesn't like us to say.
Yeah, so this guy that escaped this Pennsylvania prison, he can't be over 5'6", 5'7" tall, and he crab walked up a side of a wall, you know, between the rec yard and the cafeteria area is somewhere between their hallway. And then, this just happened 4 months ago. A guy escaped the same way at the same prison 4 months ago. And then, the protocol was, oh, well, we just need to add, they said that they brought in safety, prison safety experts, and they said, oh, we just need to add this barbed wire to the top of this, ledge or something at the top of the, the top of the roof. Anyways, but they totally ignore it. You know why? Because they're always trying to save money to give kickbacks for themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Because those wardens get to keep the money at the end of the year. I didn't know a lot of people know this. Sheriffs and wardens, if they have excess money, they get to put that in a coffer for them, and it goes in part of their retirement sums, their pensions. And so, like say they get an extra 10% on a year that they save the budget, well, they get an extra 3% on their pension. I mean, it's a big racket.
It is.
You know, so, of course, yeah, they're going to feed the dog food and because, you know, they can save, sure, they save $3,000 a month, but, you know, over 30 years, that guy's kind of making a lot of extra money.
Yeah, you point out something I like to point out, which is human incentive. Right. How do humans react to incentive? Right. With the least obstacled path. Right. The path of least resistance, generally speaking. So in your instance, Bobby, the prison officials are being incentivized to cut corners in order to enrich themselves later on down the road. And they will respond to that incentive by doing exactly that. Right? How does a governor of a state, in this case New Mexico, respond to the incentive of declaring a public health emergency to gain more power? Well, of course, she's going to declare a public health emergency to gain more power because she's a power-hungry psychopath, a tyrant.
Yeah, you mentioned that they don't keep the people in prisons that they ought to. I think that they ought to keep her in that prison. And, yeah, our earlier caller is like, oh, this is just for clout. This won't be held up in the courts. Well, in the Liberty community, we have this old saying, you can beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride. So, yeah, sure, maybe this won't hold up in court, but all of the fines and possible imprisonments and possible confrontations with state police, those don't get to go, we don't get to wind back the clock on that.
Right.
That doesn't go away.
And here's the other big thing, especially with low level crime dealers, kilo level dealers and pound level dealers, eventually they're going to get caught, and then you're not going to make much money, and then you're going to lose it all. Before anybody finds out, you're not going to make any money unless you're hooked up with some type of special, system or something. But, the way that they make these markets so out of reach for people, because think about this. If they would just allow us to grow, 5 to 10, plants, here in Florida, they're wanting to do the recreational soon. They do have the medical, but in the provision for the recreational, if you vote in the recreational, there is no provisional to be able to grow your own.
Right.
Not even 2 or 3 plants, which in Michigan they have it, you can, and Oregon, but they're trying to screw the people so you can only get to their stores to buy their stuff. Mm-hmm. And that would be, I think, in a tragedy that they finally legalize whatever, and then we cannot grow our own plants. Because guess what? I am misfortunate, the prices that they have at these stores with the taxes, it's ridiculous. I can't afford it. I can afford, once or twice a week. That's great, but I'd like to enjoy it as much as I want, not as much as I want, but, I think you guys understand.
You're saying you should be able to afford your medicine, or if you can't and it's, a naturally occurring thing, you should be able to grow your own medicine.
And that's exactly
Bobby, thank you for the call.
Yeah, that's exactly why they do this, is so that they can get their piece of the pie. And
right.
And it's it's so many different things all at once that this would change. So here in New Hampshire, the one of the biggest revenues for the state is their tax on alcohol. And that's why it is almost impossible to get a decent piece of legalization legislation through on the state level, is because there's all this very well paid for opposition because of the taxing of alcohol.
Right.
So that's a huge part of it. The biggest part is definitely big pharma. I mean, both the fact that this accomplishes the goals of a whole lot of pharmaceutical products, and the fact that this prevents a tremendous number of maladies, because it reduces what's called systemic inflammation. And systemic inflammation is, it's literally where every part of your body gets a little inflamed, and that is a risk factor for literally everything without exception.
Right, yeah. Inflammation of the human body makes you susceptible to all sorts of things. Cancer, heart disease, you name it. I mean, the list is a bazillion miles long.
Literally everything. Sunburn, broken bones, every, like, three-letter acronym for a disease. Every single thing. The chances are increased the more systemic inflammation you have, and this reduces systemic inflammation. So if you have this ability to reduce your chances of needing all of these pharmaceutical products, they want to make sure that you don't have the ability to prevent that. And really, this is the two versions of the same thing, where, like, we need to be preventing these problems, not trying to solve them.
Right.
Like, okay, yeah, once you have a psychopath, once you have driven someone insane and they've gone around the bend and they're going to start shooting people, like, it's too late, and it's really hard to put that genie back in the bottle, but we could have spent some time and effort not driving them nuts in the first place.
Yeah. Let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Bad Slave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Wow, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what's on your mind?
I wanted to say that with approximately 430 so, or 440 so guns spread about the United States.
440 seems a little low.
A million.
Oh, okay. 440 million. Oh, okay. All
I was
right.
going to say.
It's a much higher number.
I was going to say, have I seen literally every gun?
excuse me, I dropped off the million there.
And that's all right. So with 440 million guns.
330 people in this country.
And the fact is that the police, the LEOs out there, which I wish more people would use for the acronym.
It's I hate that acronym. It's bad for Leos. You know, that's a whole astrological sign. That's like a 12th of the people. That's not fair to them. You can't associate them with law enforcement officers. Acronyms are bad, just across the board. Just a bad idea.
Well, I like to diminish people who are harmful.
Yeah.
And that's why I do LEO.
Oh, that's why we do goon.
Yeah, they really are goons. They're the thugs. They're the enforcement arm of, you know, the mafia known as the government.
However you want to call them, the fact is that they kill 1,000 people a year, just about, and I think that's mostly innocent people, because, you know, police are not supposed to kill people. Police are supposed to, capture criminals and put them through charges and prosecute them. Anyway, but what happens is, the comparison between the millions of guns and people out in the world and the amount actually of bad killings, in other words, not justified self-defense killings, are in fact a smidgen of the huge population of gun owners. Just
right.
a tiny, tiny
Agreed.
Bit.
Right.
And that those statistics, you know, the couple of callers back who were saying, well, if everybody in these more populated areas had guns, and we'd, we'd be, what he doesn't even want to look at is that they're creating a killing zone
mm-hmm.
with their, banning of,
this is why
weapons.
All mass shootings are done in gun-free zones.
Right.
I mean, exactly. How do you look at that and not figure it out? That's why they picked this, that's why they go there, and that's what happens when you create a gun-free zone.
Exactly. And these people, I keep telling people about John Lott Jr., he's just one of these geeky guys that looks at all these numbers and can, More Guns, Less Crime, is his book. And he keeps coming out with new revisions and updates the current state of stats and what have you.
Yeah.
And I really trust him as the expert on, the use of firearms. I mean, people have no clue of how firearms get used. The vast majority of firearms get used without harming anyone.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just by there being known that there's one available.
Yeah.
And it takes care of business. The bad guys run away.
Yep.
And if enough bad guys are shooed away that way, maybe they'll find something to do that doesn't involve crime.
Hey, let's hope so. Bad Slave, thank you for the call. We appreciate you. The point is very valid. What this Grisham tyrant, what she has done in New Mexico, is basically invited more murder.
Mm-hmm.
She is saying, I'm going to make it so individuals in this specific geographic area are outlawed from carrying firearms so that those people who aren't going to listen to me are going to be more apt and more likely to carry out, using their guns because they already are going to carry without permission. They already don't care what the governor says. They already don't care what the police says. They're going to carry anyway. So your order does nothing but invite more murder.
You've just made Albuquerque a perfect crime zone.
603-283-6160. We'll talk more about this plus more. It's a Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you. USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump reiterated his belief that the legal challenges he's facing are a result of Democrats' attempts to thwart his return to the White House.
They indicted me because I'm in first place.
Trump suggested that his strong polling numbers in the Republican primary and even in a hypothetical matchup against President Biden may be prompting Democrats to use legal means against him. Phoenix could set yet another summer heat record if it reaches 110 degrees or more as expected Saturday. That would mark 54 days this year. The previous record was set back in 2020. SpaceX lit up the night sky with the launch of another set of Starlink satellites from Florida's Space Coast. A Falcon 9 rocket carrying 22 internet satellites blasted off from Cape Canaveral just after 11 Friday night. About an hour later, SpaceX verified that the rocket had effectively placed the satellites into low Earth orbit. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. The phone lines have been pretty busy. If you're holding, please continue to hold. We'll get to you. If you're trying to call, please just continue to try. Hopefully, you know, we get through some calls, and you know, it's a popular night, so keep trying. 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
We've been talking about Ms. Grisham, Mrs. Grisham, I don't even know, Michelle Lujan Grisham, the governor of New Mexico, has issued an order suspending the right to carry firearms in public across Albuquerque and the entire county of Bernalillo. Now, we are a nationally syndicated talk radio program. We don't usually narrow down our geographic topics so small. Even sometimes, because we're based in New Hampshire, sometimes we'll talk about New Hampshire stuff, but we don't like to dwell on a specific location because, well, we're nationally syndicated, plus we're on the internet, plus we're on some satellites and stuff like that. So, like, you know, it's a far-reaching show. But in this particular case, we're dwelling on this because this is unheard of. I have never heard of a governor going, oh, it's a public health emergency, thus you can no longer carry your gun. You've instantly made criminals of otherwise law-abiding citizens by issuing this order and also by people going along with it, right? Dear people in New Mexico, it is up to you to not comply. You have the ability to mass disobey this. There are even some folks in law enforcement who agree with you and won't enforce this. Now, some will, but it is up to you, because there's more of you than there are of them. So it is up to you to disobey. It's the only way this goes away. If you don't, then we are going to see monkey see, monkey do. We're going to see other governors. We're going to see this particular governor expand this to other cities.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Even though it's supposedly temporary for only 30 days. 30 days!
Oh, it's just a little while in this one city.
Yeah. Remember the TSA.
If you put up with it, then we'll expand it.
Yeah, you remember the TSA was supposed to be a temporary measure.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, so was income tax.
Right.
Yeah, and it's a 1% tax that only applies to 1% of the population, but it's an emergency because it's a world war, you know. Always emergency powers. No, it'll go away as soon as we're done. How'd that work out for us?
What's the phrase? There's nothing so permanent as a temporary government program.
That's a fact. And, yeah, she's going to expand this if you comply.
Right.
This will be done elsewhere. I guarantee it.
Oh, yeah.
But if there is mass noncompliance, there will be some pushback. They'll go, okay, they're not ready for that level of tyranny.
Yeah.
We'll calm down for a second and try it next week.
So what happened, if you've missed out on the last, I don't know, 4 years of history or so, 3 years, what happened is, in the United States, during the propagandemic, governors and mayors and other officials of the political nature began issuing decrees, mask mandates. And it started with just one. There was just one governor. And they were like, you know what, it's my state, and I'm issuing a public health emergency, and therefore I'm mandating that you all wear masks. And then what happened? Another governor saw this and went, hey, I want to get reelected too. This seems to be creating a kerfuffle and getting their name in the news. I need my name in the news too, so I will monkey see, monkey do. Let me grab a copy of that and insert my state name here. And now I also am jumping on this bandwagon of monkey see, monkey do. And so you see that happen. In that particular instance, what makes you think it's not going to happen in this one? It will.
And to be fair, once you've given them these dictatorial powers in an emergency situation, it's actually a consistent thing for them to say, oh, new emergency, new
right.
powers.
They'll just create an emergency out of nowhere.
Oh, what do I want to do? Okay, it's the health emergency. Right. No more guns.
Right, until the people... The citizens, the populace. You don't even have to be a citizen. You just live in the United States.
Ordinary old human beings.
Until regular-ass humans start going, no, rights aren't suspended because you declare an emergency. Until that happens, the tyranny and the beatings will continue.
Yeah.
Before we go on, I do want to let you know that you can learn more about awesome things happening in New Hampshire in our march towards liberty in our lifetime. Our friends at Porcupine Real Estate are holding a series of webinars to educate folks on the expanded freedoms enjoyed by New Hampshire citizens. You can reserve your seat today at move.freetalklive.com. Topics will include gun freedom, medical freedom, and political freedom victories. They also have a couple on best practices for moving to the free state and finding housing. These webinars are super helpful and free to attend once you've registered at move.freetalklive.com. You can visit their YouTube channel, Porcupine Real Estate, for videos from past presentations, and you can sign up for upcoming webinars for free over at move.freetalklive.com. And thank you to Porcupine Real Estate and specifically Mark for putting those together. They're pretty great, helping liberty-minded folks adjust and make the move to New Hampshire, where we're doing things, we're getting things done. There are far too few freedom-minded individuals to make an impact, distributed. So it seems like the best idea to me to get a bunch of like-minded people to concentrate in one area. So at least we can establish, hey, none of that crap here.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Move the needle towards more freedom, because we're losing it by the second. Again, the United States government is the largest empire the world has ever known in all of history, bar none, period.
Yeah.
If that's how you want to live, fine. Stay where you're at. Keep complying. Be a docile servant. Be a slave to your governors and your mayors and your presidents. I choose not to. I am in New Hampshire because I don't want that for me. I don't want that for my friends. I don't want that for my family. And I want to be a part of a community that shares these principles, that lives in a peaceful, principled way. That's why I'm here. Anyway, getting back to what we've been talking about, which is this Grisham character in New Mexico, laying down an order that it's a public health emergency, and she must tell everybody who's an otherwise legal gun carrier or holder that they can no longer do that legal activity because she's afraid. She's chicken. Because her administration and her law enforcement arms, her thugs, if you will, her enforcers, her mercenaries, are unable to prevent some shootings.
Mm.
Now, to be fair, in a society without a centralized entity of violence known as government, will there be shootings? Probably. Right? However, there won't be a giant institution filled with armed people deciding who can and who can't defend themselves. You get to decide that for yourself. You get to be the president of yourself, the way it should be. At any rate, the article continues, John Allen said in a statement late Friday that he has reservations about the order, but is ready to cooperate to tackle gun violence. While I understand and appreciate the urgency, the temporary ban challenges the foundation of our Constitution, which I swore an oath to uphold, Allen said. I am wary of placing my deputies in positions that could lead to civil liability conflicts, as well as the potential risks posed by prohibiting law-abiding citizens from their constitutional right to self-defense.
You know, it's really funny how none of these governors ever go to jail for issuing illegal orders. Ever.
Yeah, dear whomever, police chief, state trooper, who's the sheriff, or who heads up the state police, and any of you official law enforcement people, here's a crime. Blatant crime.
Yeah.
On television, on the news, we're talking about it. It's a national news thing right now. It's international, near as I can tell. It's blowing up social media. Where are you? Where are you at? Are you arresting somebody? Are you charging somebody with a crime? Are you prosecuting? Where's the prosecutor at?
Like, if I run a business and I tell someone to do something that's illegal, I can go to jail for that. Now, if I manage to tell someone to do something that's illegal that causes a tremendous amount of harm to a whole lot of people, then I probably will go to jail for that. Why isn't she at least being charged with the possibility of the fact that this is illegal?
Right. She wants her date in court. Give it to her. But you gotta arrest her first.
Yeah.
Prosecute her with something.
Yeah.
Let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. I believe this is Dana calling from Michigan. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I'd like to comment on this and Ian.
Sure, go ahead.
So first of all, on this, I'm in Michigan, and as you guys know, and our governor put us on lockdown, this is what I don't get. It's not that I don't get anything generally. I get it from an academic standpoint, from a common sense, common courtesy, common everything.
Sure.
This stuff is so hand in your face. But what I don't get is the people that aren't getting this. We just went through hell. They have proved that Cochrane report that just came out, that scientific report about masking and I believe it was vaccines and everything. And all the reports before, the same scientists that were saying lockdown, lockdown, mask, vaccinate mandates. There were scientists from Stanford and Harvard and Yale and Oxford and Cambridge in England,
yep.
All these prestigious universities and think tanks and scientific blah, blah, blah that they keep quoting the science, follow the science. There were equal amounts that were shut down and canceled. They were threatened. Their wives were threatened with sexual violence, killing their kids. And yet, these people let this stuff continue. So I'm in Michigan, and Whitmer said 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Then it was another two, and then two more, and then she started going to 30 days. And it took forever to get this to court to step on her tail.
Right.
She was using executive orders, and so were all these Democratic, which incidentally, the five highest states of death were Michigan and all the Dem-run states like New York and New Jersey. Pennsylvania, I think, was one, but there were five of them, and they were all Dem. This is why I told you, Peakless, and I'm not saying you disagreed. You cleared that up at the end of my call with you three last week. But we need to come together because there is no moderate or blue dog Democrats, not in government and not walking around town. They're really far left. They tell us, Maya Angelou, and I'm not a particular follower of hers or a fave. She was never a fave of mine,
mm-hmm.
But she said, believe people when they tell you who they are. They said they weren't coming for gas stoves. They laughed at the right. Because they knew that what they were doing behind the scenes. They're banned in New York now. No new places can have gas stoves. And that crazy former governor of Michigan, Jennifer Granholm, now wants to come after ceiling fans. And this and that. And tell me, let's just go with Grisham for a moment.
Sure.
How is putting a ban on carrying concealed or open in 30 days, the reason she did this were there were, I believe I read an article, five children were killed in road rage. You don't think road rage is going to continue? And now they're going to be madder because their guns have been taken away? And so just for argument's sake, how is this going to stop? 30 days. Okay, road rage is all gone in 30 days. This is so uncommonsensical. This is about control. We said for years, they're coming for your guns.
Yep.
The conservatives did. Then the Republicans, they were afraid to say it because they're a bunch of wussies. Then the Republicans jumped on board. Now it sounds like the libertarians are getting it. People need to see what they're doing. This woman, you keep calling her a tyrant. Stop complimenting her, Captain, because I've read stuff about her. This woman's a witch. She's no different than the three witches that are running this state, the AG.
That is not fair to witches.
Yeah, I know some witches who are pretty cool people.
I'm sorry. I know. I apologize to all witches. Okay, well, Peakless gave me permission that we're allowed to use the B word on the radio. I just hate to say that because I don't want to lose any credibility because when you start to name call, you do that.
Well, there's no name foul enough for this woman.
This is not conspiracy theory stuff. You gotta listen to what these people are saying. They're telling you, no, you're a joke, blah, 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 blah. That's exactly what they're doing. They're working on behind the scenes.
So, well, here's the thing, though. All of this over and over and over again. You try and tell people that this is coming down the pike. They call you a conspiracy theorist. Then when it happens, they say, of course.
Yeah, yeah, that's what irritates me the most. I've been saying, they'll say, like, okay, Alex, well, for your information, I didn't know who he was. I had to look him up a couple of years ago, despite the fact that he was already kicked off every single platform. I didn't know who he was. I didn't know what he stood for. That, but the thing is, yeah, like what you said, Pinkless, then they go, oh yeah, 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 yeah. Like they don't want to be embarrassed by what they've said. Now, this all ties in. Pinkless, you said something. Shoot, I lost it. It was the last comment before Captain went to my call. Something about the government, something. I can't remember. So I read in the New Hampshire Journal, they wrote an article on Ian. And in the article, they were talking about the $160,000 he tried to have, you know, Bonnie access. And one of the other, you go down, it's quite a lengthy article. It was last June 2nd of 22. And I just happened to find this recently. And the government says the other, well, many things, whatever he's being charged for, but they suspect in digital currency and otherwise he could be sitting on millions of dollars that he hasn't declared. You mean like Biden and his son? Are you kidding me? That's a damn Justice Department, the FBI. They're going to try to lock up a president so this stuff doesn't get exposed. So we're all busy watching the Trump thing and dissing Trump instead of focusing on what the hell was going on. And our government is covering for these people.
Oh,
now
yeah.
Tell me I'm the conspiracy theorist. This crap is crazy. So anyway, Ian and I don't always agree and see eye to eye, but for what it's worth, I'm going to be doing some big time prayers for this guy. Even if he was guilty, I am so pissed, pardon my language, about what the hell is going on in this country, both with what isn't happening with the Bidens or Clintons, including her husband from way back, and what's happening to Trump. This is crazy. Trump may be a jerk sometimes, and he may tweet and this and that. You know what? I don't care. Give me $2 a gallon gasoline again. This is crazy what's going on, and nobody's doing anything.
Hey, Dana, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you. Call again, 603-283-6160. To say Ian's guilty of anything is just the most preposterous thing. The picture that's been painted of him. First of all, the charge that painted the broadest picture of Ian potentially being a criminal was dropped. The judge overturned it. Right. This is the one where the undercover police officer tried to pigeonhole Ian into making a statement that was untrue. Ian did not make the statement that was untrue, and in fact, he said exactly what he should have said in that situation. And the undercover agent went ahead and visited one of his ATMs anyway, and they tried to spin that as Ian had knowledge, previous knowledge, of what this guy was going to do. When in fact he told them, no, you can't do that. And that's the end. And so they overturned it. So that was the largest thing that they had against him. That was what the basis of their entire argument to the jury was. That was their biggest, bomb that they could drop, if you will. And that's the one that got overturned. So yes, sentencing is happening Monday. We could use a show of freedom-minded people here in New Hampshire to let these tyrants know that we are here and that we do not support what the system is doing to Ian Freeman, one of the most peaceful people I've ever met in my life. He's just shy of a non-violent person, right? Just the non-aggression principle means he does believe in self-defense, right? But the likelihood of him exercising that, you know, puts him on a level of, I don't even know. But he's one of the most peaceful people that I have ever met. And in fact, I can't think of an instance where he has ever violated consent.
Yeah.
And in fact,
like, even that. Like, okay, I get how illegal that is, but from a moral standpoint, I have no problem with it. I mean,
right.
Like, literally the worst part of that is you have secondarily benefited from someone's poor decision. Like, someone somewhere decided to do some heroin. That's a bad decision.
Yep.
We generally in society, we think that's a bad idea. Now, it's kind of not our place to judge someone else's particular situation, body, and medical choices, but setting that aside, someone made a bad decision, and then this guy helped them make that bad decision,
right.
And then you helped the guy that helps the guy that made a bad decision. That's the worst thing that you've done? And this whole thing has been, oh, well, when it is convenient for us, we will call this money. And when it is inconvenient for us, this is not money. And however we can spin this to make it bad for you and good for us as the government, that is how we will decide when and where this counts as a money or a payment or whatever
yeah.
arbitrary nonsense we decide.
Yeah, you know, thinking about what Dana said, where, you know, her claim was that they want to distract us from, you know, uncovering what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about it now, and I'm thinking, you know, we already know that the FTX debacle, that is the, that's a cryptocurrency exchange that went under, Sam Bankman-Fried, or as I like to call him, fraud, you know, was taken into custody, et cetera, and so on. There's a bunch of stuff written about it. It turns out that he was donating via cryptocurrency to both the Republicans and the Democrats large sums of money. And the suspicion currently, based on the available evidence, was that he was helping politicians facilitate money laundering.
Hmm.
So here we have an individual being accused of a thing that it looks like government itself was doing.
Yeah.
Right? With no evidence, no violation of consent, no harmed parties, right, in the case of Ian Freeman. And yet there's obviously fallout. There's obviously harmed parties from the FTX debacle.
Yeah. Very obviously. And watch those charges disappear one by one.
Yeah, five or so have already been dropped.
Mm-hmm.
603-283-6160. Yeah, Sam Bankman fraud is getting a far better deal than the government is giving Ian Freeman.
That's a fact. That's because he's almost one of theirs. Except he touched that dirty, dirty crypto.
Hour number three, Free Talk Live, is coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.